She didn't even know what to ask for. She did not. She didn't have a clue. And I want all of you to hear this message today. I got some things to say. But I'm telling you this so you can see. And she didn't know what she wanted, so she went to her mother and asked her, "What should I ask for?" You know what she said immediately? "Immediately, give me John the Baptist head on a platter." And she went back and told him, because that's what mom said. And he didn't want to do it, but because of his friends, because of his oath, and he didn't want to look bad in front of his friends and all of this, he had to command the wish carried out. Others, I carried out, whatever. And so she brought the John the Baptist head to her mother after they beheaded John and brought it to her mother. And so picking up at verse 13, so you can see what happened. I watch. Verse 13 says, "And when Jesus heard of it," what would happen to you if someone, your cousin, first cousin or relative, you know, Jesus knew, and he heard that he had been beheaded in prison. Would you just go around laughing about, "Oh, John got beheaded. Oh, John got beheaded." Jesus was human just like we are. He knew how to handle all that stuff, but he was human just like we are. So when he heard that, he departed thence by ship into a desert place. And why he did that, he went out there to be alone. You know, just be by himself. And because, you know, my cousin been killed. And there's a whole lot more behind that, but I'm just going to do this part and some others be studied out as well. And so he said, when he went forth and the crowd, they said, "What?" And they followed him on foot out of the cities. Verse 14 said, "And Jesus did what? Went forth and saw what? A great multitude." What did he see? He saw a great multitude, right? Watch it now, watch it. Remember that pack of wool? You notice at the end of verse 14, "And he did what? Healed their sick." He saw that crowd torn apart with pain, suffering. Back in the old days, leprosy was a real, I don't want to say popular, but it was real strong. All kind of disease. And I don't know if you know what it's like to have that and then this disease eating up your body, parts of your body, eating holes in it, all kind of pain. He forgot about himself. Notice what verse it says, when he saw the multitude, great multitude, and was moved with compassion. What happened? Was moved with compassion. And he healed the sick. He was moved with compassion toward them. Here it is. He was thinking about his cousin being beheaded. Then took, cut his head off. He was out there by himself. That's what happened. He departed to be out there by himself. And here comes this crowd, multitude following him. I'm going to show you. Now you listen to me. Show you why. If you back up to the ninth chapter, of the same gospel. Let's start at verse 35 to save time. Show you why. Why did this crowd follow him out there on foot? They heard of his fame. This was, he healed them, but this was not his first time in doing something like that. Just for just to show you Jesus, the reason Jesus came. See, people tell us, and that's what God wants to get clear in your heart, your spirit, because you've been told stuff and you don't know how much it have affected you and hindered you from freely receiving from Jesus. But I believe after today, it's going to help you to receive much freer. Verse chapter 9, I'm just going to do this part and I'll back up and get some more. Verse 1, I'll read verse 1 down through 4. He entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought unto him a man. Behold, they brought to him what? A man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to what? Said to the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, a certain of the scribe said within themselves, this man what? Blasphemous. And Jesus, knowing that their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your heart? For what is easier to say, thy sin be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk? Now here's a man, now watch. He was sick, been on his bed, and Jesus has showed him compassion. He says, son, thy sin be forgiven thee. And the outsider, that's supposed to be the religious folks, or people that's supposed to be in his corner, so to speak, they said he's blaspheming. They got upset because he healed a man. Isn't that something? And when And then he said in verse 6, but that you may know that the Son of Man has what power to on earth to do what? Forgive sin. He said to the sick of the palsy, rise, take up thy bed and go to thine house. Now watch it. It been said, God put that sickness on you. Well, the reason why that person having so much trouble because God is trying to teach him something. Or they're just an old filthy jerk anyway. God want to teach him something. But looking at Jesus' life on earth, he went about cities, villages, synagogue, and everywhere he went, he never put nothing on anybody. He took everything off man.